It's just gone 12 o'clock here on Fine Music Radio and it's time for Cape Diary, Kaapse Dagboek. My name is Otto van der Walt and this afternoon I'm going to be speaking to a range of people about very interesting events happening in and around Cape Town over the weekend and in the future. We'll speak to Bobby in a couple of minutes. Bobby Jacobs is the Fund Development Manager for the annual World Food Day and organized, well, the SA, the Food Word, Food Forward, excuse me, Food Forward, who is an organization that looks at food insecurity, and they're going to be celebrating annual World Food Day, which aims to raise global awareness and drive action to combat food insecurity. We'll speak to a producer from America, from Los Angeles, who will be hosting a music business workshop and writing camp tomorrow morning from 10 o'clock onwards. Very interesting, especially if you're an up-and-coming musician. Then we'll also speak to, Marlene Leroux will speak to us about Artscape that takes Kunstetreffers to the Hessequa area. Something happening at the Riversdale Civic Center, taking arts out into the rural areas, 15 and 16 October in Riversdale Civic Center. And then Neil Rademan het met ons gesels, gaan met ons gesels oor die Carnaval van die Dieren, een productie wat hij bij die woord Fees gaan aanbied op die 18de Oktober, Saterdag die 18de Oktober. More of that coming up soon. You don't hear that every day on Fine Music Radio. It's a group called Cells featuring Poly Poly, and that was called Love Is That Space. We're speaking to Mahbuba, or Bobby, as she's mostly known, Jacobs. She's from an incredible organization called Food Forward SA, and they will be celebrating the annual World Food Day on the 16th of October, and they're looking for volunteers to help them. Good afternoon and welcome, Bobby.
Thank you so much, Otto. Thank you for having me, and thank you for the opportunity to tell you guys about Food Forward SA and our World Food Day event on the 16th of October.
That's fantastic. I think your organization does fantastic work. Let's talk quickly, briefly about the organization itself. This organization, how did it start? What does it do? What is its aims?
So we've been in existence for 16 years. We are a registered food bank, and we're a member of the Global Food Banking Network, which is a network of over 3,000 food banks across the world.
Okay.
We are the only registered food bank in South Africa and the largest in Africa.
She's okay.
So we have a national presence. We have 5 warehouses across the country that accept and distribute food. And we have what we call mobile rural depots, which means we go into rural areas in all 9 provinces to deliver food.
All right. So this warehouse that that you'll be hosting this event, this box packing event from, is one of many warehouses in the country.
Yes. So we have 5 across the country, but we're hosting at our 3 biggest. So we're hosting in Cape Town, we're hosting in Johannesburg, and we're hosting in Durban.
Okay. Fantastic. So how does it work? How do you, where do you get your food from? And, tell us that first.
So food banking, or warehouse food banking, works in several ways. We usually get our food what we call pre-retail. Mm-hmm. So before it gets to shops and before it gets to customers, little known fact, 10 million tons of food goes to waste in this country every year.
In this country? In
this
South
country,
Africa?
In South Africa alone, 10 million tons of food a year.
Okay.
And this while there are kids starving.
Yeah.
Literally starving to death in the Eastern Cape and Polokwane in the Northern Province from perfectly preventable malnourished diseases.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the headlines in the news. We know this. Yeah,
exactly. So what we do is we rescue food from the supply chain, from farmers, from agri-processors, from food manufacturers. Food that would potentially have gone to waste or incineration or whatever, we rescue it early in the within the supply chain. We bring it into our warehouses. It gets defaced. It gets checked for safety. We have refrigerator trucks. We have storage. And then we have a network of 2,500 beneficiary organizations across South Africa that have all been vetted, that form part of our network, and they receive monthly bulk food donations from us.
Okay. I want to quickly ask you, because I think there's maybe people who think that the food, for instance, the fresh food or the perishable foods that you get through these supply chains are food that have gone off or that something wrong with it. But that's not the case.
Not at all. So literally, within the food manufacturing process, there's a lot of things that can go wrong that would make something ineligible for sale, mm-hmm. but not inedible.
Yeah.
So food is it's edible, it's nutritious, it's just surplus to requirement.
Okay.
So farmers sometimes, the retailers or the overseas buyers have very high specifications for what the stock needs to look like. And if it doesn't meet those specifications, it's considered waste.
Yeah.
It's perfectly edible. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it, but they can't sell it.
This is, for instance, like if an apple is not a certain color
or a
brightness
certain size.
Of a color or a certain size. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, cool.
The same within the manufacturing process. A skew label, a dent on a can, a misprint, anything and anything that can go wrong within the kind of manufacturing process, and often does, would make it ineligible for sale.
Okay.
Still perfectly edible, perfectly safe to eat. Perfectly nutritious.
Okay. I want to ask you quickly. I asked you off air, you were mentioning on your information I read there that you said one of the things you do at your warehouses is you deface goods. And I thought that's a very strange term. But let's explain to us, what does that mean when you deface something?
Okay. So when manufacturers and agri-processors give us their food, donate their food to us to redistribute, they don't want it to end up back in the market, in a secondary market or for sale.
Yeah.
So it has to come to us and we take the labels off, we deface the item, and then we relabel it as not for sale and what's in it. So it might be canned fruit, it might be jam, it might be beans, whatever it is from a regular manufacturer, and it would have come in with that manufacturer's label on it from their factory, and we remove that and we date it and we label it correctly so that when it gets distributed, people know how to use it, then use it safely, and they use it within date.
Yeah, that's an important thing for me, is that the expiry date and use by date, that gets put back onto it.
It does.
So that you can still see what it is. You also have this very, very cool focus on nutrition, because in the end, that's what you are trying to do, is to feed people, right? But nutritious stuff.
Yes. So it is about access to healthy, nutritious food. Far too many people sort of, you know, have access to food, but it's of a low quality. You know, I mean, we saw this during COVID and other times, you know, people start relying on 2-minute noodles because it's cheap and it's easy to get. But it's, you know, so a lot of South African children in particular are malnourished or underweight. We have a huge percentage of children in South Africa who suffer from stunting, and these are all preventable illnesses, preventable conditions, if the kids are, or if people are given the correct, you know, access to nutritious food.
Okay. And so before we get to this event on the 16th, how do you then, now you've sourced all this food, now you need to distribute it. Tell us a little bit about your distribution.
So we have a network of 2,500 beneficiary organizations. And there's a range. There are ECDs, there are community kitchens, there are old age homes, there are orphanages, there are women's shelters, all across the country, some of them in rural areas, some of them within metros. They get onboarded by us, they get vetted by us, they get loaded onto our system, and every month they then become eligible for a bulk food donation. And it's literally just based on how many people they feed every single day. In terms of the data that we collect currently, our network of 2,500 organizations feeds just under 1 million people a day.
Jeez, per day?
Per day.
That's incredible. Okay. Excuse me.
No worries.
That wasn't food, by the way. So the on the 16th, what you're looking for are volunteers to come and help you pack boxes. Tell us what are in these boxes that you want to pack for the 16th.
Sure. So we're aiming to pack 1,000 boxes at each venue. Mm-hmm. A box usually weighs around 20 kilograms, and that is just the non-perishable items. So the staples like rice, samp, beans.
Okay. Non-perishables.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maize, oil, cooking oil, soy mints, Maybe some pasta or noodles, depending on which venue it's at, tinned fish in terms of protein of some kind. And so, yeah, so it's basically a box of staples. It's meant to feed a family of four for a month.
Okay.
And then over and above that particular, the box of staples, when the beneficiary organizations come and collect them, we also add fresh fruit and vegetables.
Okay.
On top of that. So those are the agri-processing or the farm deliveries that we get through many of our farmers and many of our partners. They deliver into us with fresh fruit and veg.
Okay, so it's not just non-perishables that you then hand out. There goes fresh stuff with
it as
well.
So it's non-perishables that we handle through the warehouse,
mm-hmm.
but we get weekly deliveries of fresh fruit and veg. It's, of course, a bit of a pick a mix. We don't have any control over what we receive.
Of course, yeah.
Because it's donated. But it's always nutritious. It's healthy. And then we make sure that that goes on top of the non-perishables.
Okay. I want to ask you, I hope this doesn't catch you off guard. These boxes, is there you've obviously made various calculations with food nutritionists and people to see what makes a box, what will feed a family of four for a month. Are there like recipes or tips or something that you give to the families to show them this is a month's food, this is how you will use it per day?
So most of the beneficiary organizations that we work with have undergone some sort of training or guidance with us. So we have what we call a beneficiary organization department, our BO department,
mm-hmm.
and they have BO coordinators that are in weekly contact with the beneficiary organizations.
Yeah.
They inspect to make sure that those people who are meant to receive the food have received the food, that the organizations are cooking the way they're meant to be cooking, mm-hmm. and that the facility is safe and can handle food storage, cooking, has refrigeration, etc.,
mm-hmm.
so that they meet a particular standard in order to be able to safely handle the food that we give them.
Yes.
And then, yes, they're encouraged to use recipes. We have three food ambassadors that work with us, one of whom is Jenny Morris, the other one is Pete, and the other one is Sugar. And basically, they're all chefs.
Yeah.
They're all trained chefs. And they have, in fact, we just posted recently, Jenny received what we call a mystery box, which is a box of ingredients from our warehouse.
Yes.
And she managed to make some amazing food from that we posted the video clip to our social media so people could follow it and see what she made from canned tuna and day-old bread and, samp and spinach and a few other items that she got. So, yeah, it's perfectly possible to kind of cleverly manage the food that's being distributed, and then to kind of, as Jenny likes to call it, zhuzh it up to make it attractive. So it's about understanding that the food parcels we give people is dignified food.
Yeah,
it's not handouts or leftovers or anything like that. It's dignified food, the same stuff that you would buy in a grocery store.
Mm.
It's the same food that they're getting in their food parcels.
Okay, so let's talk about the 16th, the day that you'll be packing, that the volunteers will be packing these boxes. This is on Thursday the 16th, is that correct?
That's correct.
How can listeners get in contact with you to register as a volunteer or get involved?
So info@foodforward.org.
Okay.
And info@foodforward will take you through to our volunteer coordinator, and then she will send you whatever forms you need to complete in order to be a volunteer.
Okay.
Either on the day or in future. So we also have volunteer slots that sort of become available from February through to November periodically. And then we also have a big Mandela Day packing event that we do sort of, in July.
Yeah.
But for this particular event, you go to info@foodforward.org. foodforwardsa.org, and our volunteer coordinator will be able to assist you with that. And then also we're encouraging corporates to come as teams and sign up and hopefully sponsor some food boxes.
Absolutely. And it'll be a fun day. Oh, it's a nice team building exercise, I think.
Absolutely. And we're having our beneficiary organizations, about 10 of them at each venue who will come, they'll have a bit of a market day. They'll sell their wares.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 10 food gardens that we support in the Western Cape, and those gardeners will be there with their organic produce. We'll also have some chefs volunteering, and they will be using our ingredients to cook a shared meal.
Okay.
And the beneficiary organizations will have an opportunity to speak to the donors and the volunteers about the impact of our work, and also about why the food is necessary in terms of the work that they do.
And have some delicious food. Quickly before we end off, what are your social media handles?
So we are on Facebook at Food Forward SA. We are on LinkedIn/Food Forward SA. And we are on Instagram, Food Forward SA.
Food Forward SA. That's the word you need to remember. Food Forward SA. And if you want to get involved for the 16th of October, that's World Food Day, then send an email, info@foodforwardsa.org. Bobby, thanks very much, and keep doing this wonderful work that you're doing.
Thank you.
FMR 101.3 FM.
A music business workshop and writing camp will be presented this weekend. That's tomorrow, Saturday, the 11th of October. It starts at 10 o'clock and will be hosted at the Cape Audio College. That's in Observatory. And to tell us more about this is Grammy-nominated producer Manny Majaris. Good afternoon and welcome, Manny.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I'm happy to be here.
So, Manny, this workshop will be focusing on music business, which is so important for our musicians to fine-tune their business skills, but also a writing camp. But let's quickly talk about the music business side of things. What is there, do you think, that is probably one of the most important skills in terms of business for musicians to know and to learn?
Well, I think right now at this stage and point in the industry is you have to really understand that the value of social media, of TikTok, of Instagram, everyone is on this, has the same platform and the same opportunities to promote. And if you can find something that you're good at and you can utilize that and really build an audience, build fans, build viewers, then the sky's the limit.
I see. One of the points that you'll be working on the workshop is networking opportunities. And it sounds to me like that's what you are referring to with the social media platforms. Do you think that that is the easiest or most direct networking platform at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. I also think there's a lot of opportunities for musicians and people of talent, whether they're acting or singing or dancing or whatever the case may be, is to collaborate. You know, I don't see... You know, I'd like to bring more of a networking approach to South Africa in terms of not seeing things as a competition or people competing against each other, but more of like developing a community of people that can write songs together, they can get together and do social media content. And at the end of the day, everybody grows and everyone's going to benefit from collaborating.
Yeah, that's true. One does see people collaborating with social media posts, and that means that they can lock into or connect into the other person's network and vice versa and sort of cross-pollinate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. You will also be presenting the workshop on music writing, that's writing lyrics. And what will you be focusing on in that part of the workshop?
Sure. I think mostly melody. When it comes to writing, you know, we obviously want to make sure that the artist is coming across authentic and they learn certain things about what's pleasing to the ear from, you know, a formulation standpoint, but also to, you know, knowing the right key that you're singing in and understanding your voice. And also growing and improving your craft, because the more that you practice and the more that you have these opportunities, the better you'll get. And as long as you're improving, then you can start focusing on things like lyrics and melody and the key of a song. And I think, you know, just starting from those points can be extremely valuable.
So Manny, the producing company that your producing company is sponsoring this workshop, tell us a bit more about your company and where you are based and what you do.
Sure. So we're Hit Music Partners. We're based in Los Angeles, California since 2010. And basically, we're predicated on developing new talent and finding talent that's poised for success that we can take under our wing and create stars, break talent, put them on radio when they're ready. You know, there's an old saying that it takes 5 years to become a superstar. So we prefer to be there from the beginning as opposed to signing someone that's already famous.
I see. I look at the projects that you have worked on in the past, and there's some big names there. Can you tell us some of the productions and artists you've worked with in the past?
Oh, of course. I mean, just to name a few, we've worked with Kelly Rowland. We had a number one in 7 different countries. Kelly Rowland is one of the singers from Destiny's Child. We've also worked with Pitbull, did 3 hits with Pitbull. Dua Lipa, we're involved in the IDGAF record, which went global. You know, even Snoop Dogg on the rap and hip hop side. So, you know, we try to stay very versatile when it comes to productions and songwriting.
Okay, yeah, that does sound like quite a diverse group of artists. So if they want to know a little bit more about this workshop, Manu, where can people get information about it?
Sure. I think the best thing to do is follow my Instagram. It's Manny, M-A-N-N-Y, Mijares, M-I-J-A-R-E-S. Just Manny Mijares, at Manny Mijares. And you can follow my social media. We're posting, we're doing stories, we're doing collaborations, and we're going to start posting all the information about the workshop.
I see. And for people who want to buy tickets to go to this workshop tomorrow morning, where can they get tickets?
There'll be a link on the bio, but there'll also be a couple different places. Actually, I don't know the exact website off the top of my head, but we'll make sure to get all your listeners somewhere to be directed to.
Okay, I see. Yeah, my note says it's quicket.co.za. That's our South African, one of our ticketing platforms, quicket.co.za. And when people go to quicket.co.za, then they can search for music business workshop and writing camp. I think that's probably what they will have to search. Or they can search for your name, Manny Mijares. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep, that's exactly right.
All right, fantastic. Your social media handles, Manny, just again quickly, your surname is spelled M-I-J-A-R-E-S. That's correct.
That's correct. At Manny Mijares on all platforms.
Manny Mijares. That's okay, fantastic. Thanks very much. Manny, that sounds fantastic and interesting. I think our industry and our young musicians can get so much out of a workshop like this. If you had to give advice to young and upcoming musicians, what is the least in terms of equipment and software and that kind of thing? Do you think that a young musician who's trying to break into the industry, what is the least that they would need, the minimum requirement?
I think the most important tool, the most important thing you can do is be hungry for information. Things like YouTube, things like TikTok, you can search something that you're specifically interested in and be a sponge. Absorb. Find the thing that you're most interested in. Maybe it's singing, maybe it's songwriting, maybe it's production, maybe it's playing the guitar, but just absorb as much information as you can and you can't go wrong.
There you have it. The information is all there. Thanks very much, Manny, and all the best with this workshop.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Now, before I let Marlene Leroux tell you all about the Kunste Treffers happening out in the rural areas, let me quickly tell you about this fantastic initiative. It's Art on Table Mountain Initiative, and it's an artist's focus on Table Mountain and Fynbos. And the artist, Hermine van der Merwe, on the 13th, from the 13th of October to the 30th of November, so quite some time, she will be painting daily from a temporary studio inside Views by de Grindel, an indoor space located just above the top cableway station on Table Mountain. On selected days, invited Cape Town artists will join her for one-day sessions, creating side-by-side in a celebration of art within the very landscape that inspires them. So at its heart, this initiative is about celebrating Cape Town, Fynbos, and Table Mountain through art. By gathering artists on the mountain, they aim to create a vibrant living studio where visitors can connect with creativity in a fresh and memorable way, and they'll experience a unique blend of art, collaboration, and conservation awareness, with Table Mountain itself as both canvas and backdrop. The project highlights Cape Town as a hub of creativity rooted in its natural heritage. So this is happening from the 13th of October to the 30th of November, and it's at the top cableway station, just above it, and there's going to be this special space, an artist space, where both this artist, Hermine van der Merwe, and they'll be invited Cape Town artists will be joining Hermine in creating art and painting in this special space. So you can go and have a look and see this art being created there in this special space at the top cableway station on top of Table Mountain. So it sounds like a really cool initiative. Go and see people paint on top of Table Mountain, painting stuff in and around Table Mountain. I think it'll be really cool to see. Like I said, this is running from the 13th of October to the 30th of November. Quite a long time, so you have time still to go up, and hopefully it's your birthday during this time. Well, let's take a quick music break before we hear from Marlene Leroux.
I am Marlene Leroux of Artscape Theatre Centre in Cape Town. This year, Kunste Treffers 2025, in association with Hessequa Municipality, will be presented in Riversdale the 15th and the 16th of October. Yes, we're taking the theatre to the people, and we producing with the people a wonderful artistic program. We're having a school program the 15th of October, 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And then on the Thursday, we're having a career day for high school learners from 11 o'clock, all taking place in the Civic Center of Riversdale. The gala evening starting at 7 o'clock. The artists' lineup are Unmute Dance Company, Dance for All, Cape Ballet Africa, Alva Sabiko Studio, Linnell Kennett, Arlene Jafter, Jana Kievels, Ashlyn Krobelaar, and Stefan Lobart is our musical director. Riversdale Community and Hessequa lineup, yes, is Javan Roche, Joshua Pieterse, PJ Pieterse, Hakkiesdraad Hartman, RCC Band, Riversdale Uitvoerende Kunste Rukkoor, The Empower Drumming Academy. Kunste Treffers showcases the rich tapestry of artistic talent, and that is why it is so important that Artscape is more than a building. Artscape is about fostering artistic talent, technical and demystifying job creation in the theatre. This is what Kunste Treffers, it's all about. Come join us in Riversdale at the Civic Centre on the 15th and the 16th of October. Please go on Artscape's website, www.artscape.co.za, to get more on the program, or you can contact the Riversdale Municipality, Ms. Willemse, 071-745-9512. Book your seat and be part of this wonderful creative week in Riversdale.
Een van die baie interessante konserte wat hierdie jaar by die Toyota Stellenbosch Woordfees plaasvind, is 'n verwerking deur een van ons deur een van ons plaaslike kunstenaars en skrywers, en dis Neil Rademan, en hy het 'n spesiale produksie en verwerking van die baie bekende Camille Saint-Saëns stuk Karnaval van die Diere aan mekaar gesit vir die Woordfees, en hy is vanmiddag en hy wil ons meer vertel daarvan. Goeiemiddag en welkom, Neil.
Goeiemiddag Otto, en ook aan al die gerespekteerde luisteraars van Fine Music Radio.
So Neil, joh, dit lyk na nou baie interessante stuk wat jy aan mekaar gesit het. Vertel ons bietjie meer die Karnaval van die Diere van Saint-Saëns. Ons almal ken die Karnaval van die Diere, die oorspronklike vorm waarin die stuk is. Is dit ook orkestraal, neem ek aan?
Ja, weet jy, dis 'n orkeswerk. Dit is in die vorm van 'n suite. Daar is 'n hele reeks musikale werke of toondigte bykans, wat dan geskryf is na aanleiding van diere gedigte, wat aanvanklik in Frans was.
Okay, en toe het jy dit gevat en jy het dit sal 'n vars vorm daarvan gemaak deur dit 'n vertelling te maak. En dan het jy baie interessant met die instrumente te werk gegaan, maar kom ons gesels gou-gou eers oor die nuwe teks wat jy daarvoor geskryf het. Vertel ons bietjie meer daarvan.
Ja, baie dankie vir die vraag. Daar is natuurlik uitmuntende kunstenaars in Suid-Afrika soos Nathaniel, Pieter Dirk Eys en Philip de Vos wat ook tekste geskryf het vir Karnaval van die Diere. Maar ek het besluit as 'n kabaretkunstenaar wil ek ook graag my stem voeg tot die literatuur wat reeds bestaan vir hierdie tipe toondigte soos Karnaval van die Diere. So dit sal tog vir my lekker wees om vir jou die opening van die karnaval voor te lees.
Ja, asseblief.
So die verhaal begin dan uiteindelik met die seremoniemeester wat al die diere wil bekendstel aan die gehoor. En ons begin so. Goeiedag en hartlik welkom. Ek is tog so bly julle is hier. Waarom lyk julle so bekommerd? Hierdie konsert is korter as 'n uur. Ons gesels oor 'n man wat versot was oor diere. Diere met giere en vreemde maniere. Hy was die ene manier sinsaans. Ja, julle raai reg. Hy was tog immer Frans.
So Neil en die orkest, wel ek noem dit nou maar orkestrasie, maar jy gebruik twee klaviere vir die begeleiding van hierdie stuk.
Ja, ons is nou by die Woordfees baie bevoorregd. Ons het 'n volle orkes. Die Stellenbosch Stadsorkes onder leiding van Paul Loop van Zuilenberg en dan twee klaviere soos wat in die spesifieke werk die akwarium met die klomp visse gebruik word. En ons twee pianiste is die gewilde en die gevierde José Diaz en ook dan professor Mario Nel.
So jy gaan in elk geval ook 'n orkes hê wat deel gaan wees van die konsert, Neil?
Ons het 'n volle orkes soos wat Sinsaans dit aanvanklik geskryf het. Daar is ook weergawes wat net vir twee klaviere is. Ek was baie bevoorreg om dit by die Suidoosterfees te laat premier hierdie jaar. Ons het saam met Northland College 'n groot dansproduksie van Karnaval van die Diere gedoen met twee klaviere en dan die verhaal wat ek geskryf het. Ons het dit by die Kalfiefees gedoen en nou sonder dansers maar met 'n reuse orkes by die Woordfees hierdie jaar. So ek is regtig opgewonde.
Neil sê vir my die instrumente wat Saint-Saëns gebruik het vir die oorspronklike Karnaval van die Diere, is daar interessante instrumente wat hy daarvoor geskryf het?
Ja, die diere word deur verskillende instrumente uitgebeeld. Daar is natuurlik dan nou slagwerk wat gebruik word vir die olifante en so meer. Maar die swaan is die baie, baie bekende werk waar die cello dan fokus. En ek sal baie graag vir jou tog die gediggie van die swaan wil voorlees.
Ja, seker.
Die swaan. Hierdie is 'n grasieuse dier. Sy swem soos 'n dans. Effens anders as 'n gans. 'n Gans is plomp, maar steeds baie mooi. 'n Swaan is lieflik in wit of swart getooi. Soos 'n wapperse ballerina, 'n heldin van die verhoog, sal sy op die dam verskyn. Haar vlerk gelig in 'n sierlike boog. Moet haar nooit verwar, sy is 'n edeldier. Sy is nie die gans van Sinsaans, sy beweeg met grasie en met swier.
Dit is nogal elegante diere. Ek moet sê, wanneer ek al ooit 'n swaan gesien het, is nogal baie mooie elegante diere en lang nekke. 'N mens wil dit amper aan ballet vergelyk, so elegant.
Absoluut. En as jy dan hoor hoe die cello die pragtige bekende melodie saam met die orkes uitspeel, dan smelt jy totaal.
Neil, so wat is die besonderhede, waar kan mense kaartjies kry en waar gaan hierdie konsert aangebied word?
Hierdie konsert, die Karnaval van die Diere, vind Saterdag plaas op die 18de Oktober om 4:00 in Stellenbosch in die pragtige Endlersaal en kaartjies is beskikbaar by Quicket.
Daar sê, baie dankie Neil en alles van die beste met hierdie produksie van die Karnaval van die Diere.
Baie dankie Otto, ek sien uit na om die luisteraars en die pragtige gehore van Suid-Afrika daar te sien.
FMR. It's the music of Afzal Ismail's called Summer of Love. Let me tell you who we spoke to this afternoon. We started with Mahbuba Bobby Jacobs. She's from the organization Food Forward SA, and they're looking for volunteers to help them pack food boxes on the 16th of October. This is at their warehouse in Lansdowne, and that email address that she said you need to send your email to register as a volunteer is info@foodforwardsa.org. That's info@foodforwardsa.org. Why not get involved? It'd be a really fun day out. Then we spoke to Manny Mijares, who's going to be hosting a music business workshop and writing camp on Saturday, the 11th of October at Cape Audio College. And you need to go to his social media pages at Manny Mijares to find out more about this. Then also happening on the 13th or from the 13th of October right through to the 30th of November is paintings and making of art on top of Table Mountain. What a great venue to do that. From the 13th of October to the 30th of November, and the artist Hermine van der Merwe will be painting some paintings with some guest artists. Marlene Leroux told us about the Kunstetreffers Artscape taking the Kunstetreffers to the Hessequa area on the 15th and the 16th of October. They'll be at Riversdale Civic Center, and then Neil Rademan is hosting a wonderful concert at Woordfeest on Saturday the 18th of October at 4 p.m. at the Endler Hall. It's called Camille Saint-Saëns's Carnival of the Animals, a special production that Neil is doing. If you want to hear some more of these that you heard today, if you missed something, there'll be a podcast of Cape Diary available shortly after the program online on our website. Go to fmr.co.za and find our podcast page. Top right hand side on the menu, you'll see podcasts. Click on podcasts and then go to Cape Diary and you can hear all of this again. Stay tuned for In the Mood. FMR.